It's the Joe and Alex show on radio now, and you need to be honest. Would you do this for your significant other if they asked you? Would you flip pancakes in public? By the way, find out in just a few seconds who here on the Joe and Alex show has actually done this and got caught. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. So, Liv, Jewel Daddy's asking you to do this?
No, absolutely not. But a girl I just saw wrote in on an internet column and was like, I've been married for 5 years, and my husband's dream has always been to flip pancakes in public.
Some people get turned on by that stuff.
Exactly. And he really, really wants her to do that for him and a compromise for him. And mm-hmm. she was like, that's my biggest fear. Not only is it not hot, but I just think it's absolutely terrifying. The thought of getting caught. But should I make this compromise for my husband and to try to spice up my marriage after 5 years? And I just thought it was an interesting question. Would you do that for your significant other, or would you just do it at all?
No.
I don't think it's that big of a request, because you're already going to be flipping pancakes if you're with somebody. That's not a weird new style or different thing you've never done before. It's just a different place. It's a location.
Not a chance. I can't relax. I'm the type of person, I hate getting in trouble. So I would just be so paranoid the entire time. I wouldn't even be able to relax and enjoy it, because I'd be so scared the police were going to come over. Or
the risk wouldn't turn you on at all?
No, the risk would freak me out, and then I would have so much anxiety and stuff that I couldn't even focus or enjoy it.
Yeah, so I feel the same exact way. I could never in my life. I'm always terrified of getting in trouble all the time with any sort of authority or security or anything like that. But I have a friend, and their relationship, they would do this all the time. It was kind of the only thing that was keeping them together in their relationship. And one time they were walking through a parking lot at 10 o'clock at night, leaving a restaurant. They saw a car that was unlocked.
You are kidding.
A stranger's car.
No, they did not.
They went into the stranger's car that was unlocked and did it in there. And she said she gets so, it just does it for her.
Yeah, that would turn me on hearing it. That sounds hot.
The risk, all of it, the anxiety, all of it plays into, it just absolutely doing it for her and for him.
Dude, imagine how hot this girl gets when she's watching, scary movies.
833-JOE-ALEX. Would you do this for your partner? I mean, have you done this before? Are you kind of freaked out? You're like, there's absolutely no way I could ever do that.
Liv, does a forest count? A public state park or something?
Yeah, I think
so. I don't think so.
I do, because people are walking around trails and everything.
I mean, were you camping?
No.
No, he's just walking.
I don't know. I just don't think of forest counts. I think of a public place as in a public establishment where there's
the movie theater,
a movie theater,
a changing room at a store.
Exactly.
I would definitely count outdoors. And speaking of outdoors, flipping pancakes, when people are doing that in the ocean or on a beach or whatever, I do not understand. Or in pools, the whole water thing is weird to me. I just don't understand how that works. I just feel like that.
I don't get that.
There's a lot of just questions I have about how stuff works. But then also the whole sand and all that stuff. Why? That's got to be uncomfortable.
The beach thing, no. I don't want sand on my butt
or
crack.
Or twig in your back when you're in the forest.
And you probably don't want it in your hoo-ha. No, I actually did two things that you're talking about. When I had a girlfriend, what was I, 21? Way before I met my wife, Lindsay, we only dated for 4 or 5 months, but she was just a freak. I really liked her, but we hooked up in my DJ van, my creeper DJ van that had a bed in the back.
Oh my
gosh.
And it was, because I went to this big party, it was like a beer Olympics, so we were drinking, playing games all day, and it was 11 o'clock, everybody's passing out, but then I guess everybody rallied, because her and I went and hooked up in my van, and everybody starts
focus during
they
all
start
that.
Shaking it. That same weekend we hooked up the other night in the lake.
Ew. Okay.
Is nasty. The lake. You don't know
water.
What kind of stuff is in there.
Well, I mean, I'm more worried about her if you think about it than me. But I mean, it's not for everybody. But for me personally, my wife Lindsay would never do that now. She would be hell to the no.
Yeah, I would too.
But I don't know. I thought it was kind of hot. So I think if my wife asked me to, I would do it for her.
Wow.
Let's go to Victoria. Hey, Victoria, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's going on?
Yeah. I think that it's also hot, and I've done it before.
Where'd you do it at?
In a moving elevator.
Okay, see, I don't have the courage to do that.
So it started moving. At first it wasn't, and then it started moving up to a floor, so we got finished very quickly, and then it was someone that I knew had come into the elevator.
Oof. Oh, so awkward.
That's real awkward. Hey, Lenny, our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now. What about you, man? You ever flip some pancakes in public?
Oh, yeah. I did it at a Schlitterbahn water park.
No way. Oh, on the slide or what? God. Where were you?
Shut it down.
So, we did it in the dressing room.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I just turned around and there was no clothes on her.
Oh.
Wait. But isn't it like separate? I could be wrong, but isn't it like a men's dressing room and a women's?
No, we just went into the same one, bruh.
All right. Yeah, there's probably like family dressing rooms, you know,
well,
like family
bathrooms. I don't think the family room was meant to start a family. I think it's for people that already had families.
Okay. It was funny because when we walked out, all the parents were staring at me and they were like, shame.
Shame on you.
Shame on you for desecrating the water park.
Does this count? So I have done this. When I've been at someone's house, like a house party or something like that, or a gathering of friends, I have tried to get a boyfriend to go into the bathroom with me to like mess around and make out. And they always are like, no, that's so, like our friends are right there. And so I do think that's hot because it's like, you know that your friends are like so close, but they never want to do that.
See, I don't think that's in public.
Okay, so that doesn't count as public.
No.
Okay.
All right, well.
Then I guess I'm still pretty normal.
I'm glad to hear that Alex is borderline freaky at times. Put that in your Bumble profile.